under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour of Friday, October 25th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. In this segment, we do every Friday from 10 to 11. We've been doing this for well over nine, maybe almost 10 years now. Pastor Chatfield comes on the show and talks about a history lesson, talks about things that are relevant on topic to current events happening here in our country, in our state. And he always has history involved in the lesson plan. He always has information available for us to be able to talk about certain history, whether it be Bible, biblical history, constitutional history, something that is always a part of our history where we as a people are able to learn from our history. Why? Well, because basically, if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it, both bad and good. So why won't you... Excuse me, because you won't learn your history, you don't know what to do if and when it happens again, because history usually repeats itself. Perfect example is wars. Perfect example is being involved in treaties, being involved in trade deals, being involved in different things. Now, one of the components, one of the things you have to understand, the process all usually boils down to history that you did not know that you were doomed to repeat. One of the things very much that we're fully aware of, the fact that people have learned from history. Who is the biggest group of individuals that learned their history and were prepared to serve us well? Our founding fathers. Every single one of them, very learned, knew their history, world history, absolutely was fully aware of societies, the Roman Empire, the Greeks, what happened in other countries' history, Great Britain especially. They knew their history. And as a result, they were able to sit down and create our Declaration of Independence. When the colonists had enough, especially in Boston, where it all started, they chose to say, no more. We've had it. We are declaring our independence from Great Britain. If we need to fight a war, we fight a war. God willing, we will win, which they did. Won their independence, and basically at that point in time said, we the people, are taking back our country. This is all part of the history. This is all things you need to know, things you need to understand. The point is this, as we move forward, because we learn our history, we are then able to draw on that information, that education, and we're able to then not make the same mistakes. So we'll be adding Pastor Chatfield here in the next segment. We're going to be talking about Roger Williams and Baptist America. Short break. We'll be right back.
Schools. Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K-12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On Election Day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife Jamie in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS free, mineral rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH and veteran owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Joining us now for a lesson plan that he's created for today, Roger Williams and Baptist America. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Which Roger Williams are you talking about?
He was a Puritan preacher that came over to Massachusetts Bay Colony and started, and was a good preacher, very, very well educated, mastered different languages and so on. He went to Cambridge, mastered Latin, Greek, Hebrew, French, Dutch. But then he fell out of sorts with the Congregationalists of Massachusetts, eventually fled to Rhode Island and founded the colony of Rhode Island, called it, where he fled, Providence. And the big issue was not doctrine about who the Lord Jesus Christ was, but the idea that what it commonly became known as the separation of church and state. The way he defined it, of course, I believed it. The way the people now define it, I don't believe it, because they have messed it up so badly. In other words, what he was saying was that the church and the state are separate entities, and that you should not use the power of government to force religious opinions. I mean, it was based on him, Roger Williams, later John Leland, who was a Baptist, who basically convinced James Madison and Thomas Jefferson, look, James Madison particularly, that we've got to have a Bill of Rights to this Constitution, or we're not going to support it. The Virginia Baptists in the 1770s, even while they were supporting the fight for independence, they were persecuted by Anglicans. And they said, we will withhold our support for the Constitution unless or until we get a Bill of Rights. And the First Amendment to the Constitution says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. That has become known as the Establishment Clause. We do not want a national church. Do not want a national church. And then, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That's called the Free Exercise Clause. You cannot prohibit us from exercising our religion, because the Anglicans had persecuted the Baptists in Virginia, and the Congregationalists had persecuted the Baptists in Massachusetts. And when the election of 1800 came, because John Adams was a Congregationalist and a Christian, but he didn't quite see that. He said, there's a connection between church and state in Massachusetts, but it's only a small one or a light one. In Massachusetts, you still had a state church. The Congregational Church was a state church funded by taxpayers in Massachusetts until 1830.
Okay, and when you say a state church, are you referring to the same church that King George in England was operating, or was it a different type of state church?
Different type.
Okay, different type. So they weren't following King George's state church. They created their own within their own state.
It's exactly what happened. And it happened all over. And that's why, and you've heard me say this in a positive sense, but it's a negative sense. There are many states, colonies, that unless you were a member of a church and professed belief, say, Maryland, you had to profess belief in the Trinity. If you didn't profess belief in the Trinity, you could not serve in Maryland. And there were lots of other states that had similar religious tests. Now, by the way, Article 6 of our Constitution forbids a religious test to serve in the United States of America, Congress, President, any office in the United States. But, I'm getting in the weeds here, but it didn't prevent states from doing it, and they still did it. But, in other words, in our Constitution, you can't have a religious test. You have to take an oath of office, which implies, you're swearing before God. You have to take an oath, but there's no religious test. But in states, we had religious tests until 1830, and you always had political tests. What I mean by that? In other words, if somebody is running for office, any office, dog catcher, and they say, I'm an atheist. Well, myself, you know what? I don't think I'm going to vote for you. And that's what Abraham Lincoln said. Abraham Lincoln said, "I wouldn't vote for somebody that would that called himself an atheist." Well, there, Lincoln, you're having a religious test. That's forbidden by the Constitution, Article 6. Yeah, that's ridiculous. It's stupid. Excuse me. People that say that are either lying or they're just totally ignorant.
Well, for an example, when these states, once we gain our independence, with the Constitution is set up, they basically organize their charters as state charters. The first thing you have to do is write a state constitution.
Well, a lot of them transferred it.
The preamble of many of those state constitutions start off in the very first paragraph. You know, our belief in God or right. some form of that statement. It's almost in every one.
It's in our 1963 State of Michigan Constitution. We, the people of the state of Michigan, grateful to Almighty God for the blessings of freedom and earnestly desiring to secure these blessings undiminished to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution. It's still in the Michigan Constitution, but that is different now. That doesn't establish the Presbyterian Baptist Methodist Church. It's just a recognition of God.
Sure.
That's different. See, so what's happened now is people want to take Roger Williams and say, well, he advocated he wouldn't want prayer before a football game. That's just nonsense. It's not true. Plus, they want to take the Article 6 prohibition against a religious test to say that I have no right to vote for somebody because they're whatever religion. What was the fellow, I can't pronounce his name, was running for president, now is a big supporter of former President Trump, Wajasami, I can never remember, what's his
name? Vivek, like bake a cake, Vivek Ramaswamy,
okay. Got it, okay, I'm not going to try.
Vivek Ramaswamy, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Listen, he openly said, I'm not a Christian. Okay.
Yeah.
Do I think that he has a right to run for president? Of course. Does that mean because he is not a Christian that I have no right to not vote for him in the primary? No, I have every right. I'm not establishing a religious test for the country. I got one for myself, though. Excuse me. I wouldn't want to vote for that. Now, by the way, if he'd have won the Republican nomination, I'd be out there. I'd have one of his I'd be passing out his yard signs in church right now because he would be way better than the alternative. But you understand, the Article 6 prohibition against religious tests has nothing to do with what Roger Williams was saying. It does not. People do not understand. Roger Williams basically said that the state and the church are different entities, and there is a wall of separation. And especially, he was the guy, and you've talked about the Jefferson letter to the Danbury Baptist many times. We've talked about that. It was his wording, the garden of the church or the hedge, which was to protect the church from being intruded upon by the state. And Jefferson, Madison especially, they believed in that, as did Washington, George Washington. Here's one thing. Let me just start off by saying, here's what Thomas Jefferson said. He said this in a bill for establishing religious freedom in Virginia, which they did. And it says, quote, "No man shall be compelled to frequent or support religious worship or ministry, or shall otherwise suffer on account of his religious opinions or belief. But all men shall be free to profess and by argument to maintain their opinions of religion." We have a right to profess our religion, and then we have a right to maintain it by argument. And here's the irony of all this. The people that are saying that, this is so wrong. They're saying, well, he's a fascist. He's gonna throw people in jail. He's just like Adolf Hitler, blah, blah, blah. They know better than that. He was president 4 years, and he didn't do that. Did he ever threaten?
He didn't do any of what they're claiming he's going to do.
They know that. They're not honest. Excuse me. They're not honest. Here's the irony of it. The people that are calling him a fascist, they're the ones that are passing hate crime legislation, which means I can't even proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, because that is bigoted speech. And you see, Jefferson said, everybody believed, I have the right to profess what I believe, and then, by argument, to maintain. We have to have arguments to maintain it. Okay, this past week I was knocking on doors, which I do every week, and a lot of the listeners know that because I've knocked on their door, and I won't tell you exactly where I was, but I was knocking on a door, and as I was coming up to this door, this lady was pulling out, and she said, excuse me, may I help you? I said, walked over there, and I says, yes, my name is Rusty Chatfield. I'm the pastor of Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church. I'm inviting people to church. She said, well, excuse me, there's no soliciting here. And I said, do you own all these houses here? She says, no, but I live here. I live in one of them. And she pointed out the house where she lived. And then there's no soliciting. I said, well, I won't knock on your door, but all I'm trying to do is spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and tell people. And then as soon as she said that, she said, I identify as a witch.
And whoa.
And then she took off. Now, okay, and this is not the first time I ran into someone who called himself a witch.
And as soon as she said that, you said, I will pray for you.
No, I didn't have time to say anything. She just took off.
She just bolted, eh?
But I did say I'm spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And when she heard the word Jesus Christ, she took off. Now, right. I did not leave my stuff on her door. I simply went to the next house.
Sure.
That's all I did. Here's the irony of this. See, well, Chatfield, why are you pushing? Why are you forcing your religion? I'm not forcing my religion.
I'm sharing proclaiming the information.
Listen carefully. It's one thing for a preacher to say, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. It's one thing for me to say, put your faith in Jesus Christ. I'm proclaiming the gospel that he died for us, was buried, and he rose again from the dead. Now, if I'm at their door and they say, please get off my porch, you know what I do?
Get off the porch.
I get off the porch. I just go to the next house. Is that
sure?
It is that simple. It's fine. Okay, you kick me off your porch. Okay, that's fine. You kick me. I'm going to go to the next house. If they kick me off, they kick me off. If they let me in, they let me in. That is. But I don't want laws stopping anybody from knocking on doors. Now, I've had lots of Jehovah's Witnesses knock on my door, sure. And I say, hey. No, I don't believe in what you believe. No, thank you. Did I call the police at that point?
No.
Of course not.
Right.
No, this is America. And that is what Roger Williams believed. He saw it this way. The Ten Commandments. He calls it the two tablets. The first four commandments in the Ten Commandments are man-God related. Honor God with your whole heart, number one. Secondly would be to make no graven image. Remember the Sabbath. And to, what's the fourth commandment? Don't take the Lord's name in vain. Boy, I should have prepared that.
Yes.
But anyway, the first four commandments, he says, are man-God related. We have no right no way to compel anybody to obey those. I'll talk about the second part when we come back on the other side.
Absolutely. Bottom of the hour news break. I'm Chuck.